Follow the rule book, Proverbs 3:1-2. My son, do not forget my teaching, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and peace they will add to you. Imagine saving your hard-earned money to go to a big sporting event like the Super Bowl or World Series. And right before the game starts, the announcer says that for this game, there is no rule book. Every player will play by their own individual rules. There would be so much chaos and disorder on the field that you'd walk out and demand to get your money back. Unfortunately, that's how many people live their lives. They make up their own rules of what's right, wrong, good, bad, proper, or inappropriate. They are guided by their own thoughts and feelings and the opinions of others, which can change like the weather. Even as Christians, all too often, our default response to life is, how do I feel about that? What do others think? What's the consensus of society? And later, we wonder how our lives got so chaotic and messy. In the sporting event of your daily life, are you playing by the rule book or are you playing by your feelings? Are you depending on the opinion of others or godly wisdom to help you cross the goal line of life? If you are encountering more chaos than peace, it's time for a different game plan. Apply His rule book to your heart, which is dedicated to His wisdom. The application of His principles and commands to our daily situations. If you apply biblical principles to your heart, He promises, for length of days and years of life and peace, they will add to you.